Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Last hour of the annual pilgrimage, and it is to get here. Long Island's worse than New York to get to. What is it with these people that you can't travel New York City? Thank you. Atlantic City, though, is where streets are named, at least one after Harry Hurley, the voice of the Jersey Shore. It is in Atlantic City, right?
Sir, yes, sir.
Okay. And Harry is here because at breakfast today we were talking about, oh, look, I said at the top of the show, Harry, this was an overreaction. Some of these people that have endorsed President Trump in New Hampshire removed an endorsement over the Kayleigh McEnany thing. That's ludicrous.
I heard one person. I didn't hear it's any type of epidemic.
Right.
And I would say that's probably a pretty soft supporter if one.
I found a couple of others. Yeah. But the point is, though, that even Newsmax, who's here at the convention, and others, they did push back on Trump on this one. And say there are several factors why this is not someone you publicly go after in this regard. I guess first, listeners should know, not only have you worked in talk radio at an extraordinary level at the Jersey Shore for years, but you were in the casino business. You were telling me about that first interview with President Trump, what that's like going in there. Does he hit you with rapid-fire questions or glare at you? What does he do?
He didn't glare. And like everyone says, when you get to know President Trump, the caricature that's created by those that want to take him down is not accurate. He was very, very gentlemanly. He always cares about his top rival. His top rival in those days was Steve Wynn, who I worked for 10 years.
Okay.
So he's very interested in what was Steve Wynn like, and all I said were good things. And he said to me, it's a good thing you only said good things, because if you had said bad things about him, that's how you're going to be talking about me.
Yeah, that's always. So, I don't know why people do that, Harry.
I don't know why either. Even if you think somebody wants to hear something bad. But but I would have been lying, because Steve Wynn was he bought me a car when I was like 22 years old. I mean, amazing. So the interview with President Trump, we could do a whole show on that, but it was supposed to be 10 or 15 minutes. It wound up being 45 minutes. I was 29 years old. It was from a professional standpoint, one of the greatest experiences of my life, because even then, Trump was bigger than life.
Oh, maybe even more so in some ways.
In a different way.
Because
the left and the right adored him.
Yeah.
Hollywood loved him.
Exactly. He was the Donald versus now this more powerful figure.
His crime was running for president and as a Republican.
All right. So you've seen all this over years, and now you have the talk radio background on this and the political background. Do we agree this at best marginally hurts him or doesn't help him doing things like this? Or do you think it helps him? I'm talking overall with the base. I don't know, Harry. Does the base love it? Okay, did you go after Kayleigh McEnany?
Here's the thing.
Yes.
And let me just stipulate qualifier. I know Kayleigh McEnany. I met her on the campaign where she was elegant.
Right.
An amazing person. The reason we're talking about this on the Dom Show is because she's loved so much. Trump will always be Trump. The default is always that he will be who he is. And you've got to take the whole package. You can't it's not a cancerous tumor. You can't cut it out and it's gone and you get all the good stuff. You're going to get mean tweets. You're going to get nicknames. You're going to get the sanctimonious. You're going to get low energy Jeb. all of this. The reason this, I don't even think this is a dent, and I reject that there's any groundswell of support that's lost by this. Would it have been better if he didn't say it? Yes. But Trump being Trump, when Hannity posed the question about this, basically this, even though it was more general, but mm-hmm. basically the same type of behavior, the audience booed at the question. People want Trump to be Trump. The 75 million people that voted for
him. But that's not enough. That's not enough to win.
That was a mail-in election. It would be more than enough in the next election. That was.
Well, we're still going to have mail-in.
But not like, not all mail-in. Not during a pandemic.
No.
It's a different.
No, I take your point that the other side doesn't want to show up at the polls, and that makes it more difficult.
Look, I'll concede the fact you're not going to endear suburban moms by trashing a young woman professional. But this is who Trump is. Now, remember, he can be with you and then you have a dust up and then you're back together. I wouldn't be surprised if he says nice things.
Do you think she was? And look, I value loyalty. I know that you do, too.
I think she gave him. See, President Trump values loyalty first. He wants competence. That's a given. You've got to be competent or you can't be on the Trump team. But loyalty is job one. He believed that she displayed disloyalty, just like President Trump believes that Governor DeSantis has been very disloyal to him.
Do you agree with that?
Because I absolutely agree with that.
Well, wait a minute. Let's talk about this now. If you're a DeSantis, you don't think he has a right to run for president.
He has a right, but let's face it. He was an obscure congressman, no track record, no record of distinguished accomplishment.
Right.
Trump plucked him out of the crowd, made him the nominee. And when you only win by a fraction of 1% against Andrew Gillum, Trump was the difference. Trump made the sense.
I would agree with that. But when we're dealing at the presidential politics level.
I think in a perfect world, DeSantis should have waited because it would only be waiting 4 years. Trump's gone whether he wins or he doesn't win. So you don't have to worry about not being able to run for 8 years.
Right.
But I will tell you, Governor Chris Christie missed his window. He didn't run.
That's my point.
When he could have won against Obama.
I think the same thing. DeSantis might be irrelevant, Harry, 4 years from now.
And I agree with that statement.
Because he's not. If I were analyzing inside his head, he's got to know. He doesn't have personality. There's not a charisma there. There's not a pop. A guy like that is running because he's hot now on his record. He appears to be smart and competent, but he goes away.
And he's not even as hot as he was 6 months ago.
Right.
So I'm conceding that this could be his only window because we don't know who's going to come along 4 years from now or 2 years from now when you have to start thinking about this kind of thing. But we're talking about Trump, and Trump views it as disloyalty.
Okay. I understand that. I just think at big-time level, don't you think Trump deep down thinks there are times that he's moved on something? Come on, he's a guy that moves on something when it's there and it's
and with the man in the throne, the man in the pole position, those rules do not apply.
I love it. So, how are your listeners at the Jersey Shore? How are they seeing this? I mean, when I've been on with you or heard it, they seem to be, you know, and they follow the host somewhat. More Trump than DeSantis.
That's not, without question, it's more Trump than DeSantis, very adverse to Governor Christie.
Let's talk about Christie now. Say, you've had maybe more. I had about 7 interviews with him, and the last one was at the height of what was a betrayal, in my mind, to Mitt Romney a week before the election with Obama. There's a way to do that
stuff.
It was
terrible. Mitt Romney also could have been president.
Exactly. And this was I was outside my body thinking, this is unbelievable. This is like pro wrestling with this guy. Him on a stage with Trump is going to be a big irritant, I think, even though he's at zero. He's not going to go anywhere.
Well, Trump may not go onto the stage. If his lead stays big, he may not even debate, which I don't usually go for that type of strategy. But in his case, it's probably right. Because he doesn't need to punch down. If he is winning by these big numbers, he doesn't have to debate. A lot of people believe, and I'm one of them, that Governor Christie is in this purely, only, solely to take Trump down if he can.
And what's the gripe? Is it getting COVID? He was morbidly obese and almost died as a result?
I I'll tell you what I think it is. I can't tell you what it is, but I'll tell you what I think it is. I think Governor Christie expected to be the Attorney General
right.
of the United States. And I wish he would have been, because number one, he was a great U.S. attorney. He would have been a great Attorney General, and he would have never recused himself. I've talked to him about this. He would have never recused himself. And this is on air. I'm not betraying any private conversations mm-hmm. that we've had. He never would have recused himself. Jeff Sessions, what he set Trump up for all those years of fake Russia collusion, all because Sessions recused himself. The reason, in my opinion, I think President Trump would have made Governor Christie didn't want to be Secretary of Agriculture.
No
offense to any of those important. Obviously, it's a very, very important position. But that's not what Governor Christie would want. He wanted to be Attorney General. I think when he got out of the race, very gentlemanly, and immediately endorsed Trump and gave him the cred of you're the guy that's going to win, because that was a big help then. Chris Christie he was more help then than he can do harm now. But I believe it's the Kushner factor.
Yeah, well, without a doubt.
Putting Jared Kushner's dad in jail and the perp walk and all that stuff that was done for the cameras and things made it that Trump couldn't do it.
Oh, boy. All right.
It would have changed history.
It would have.
I think Trump would have been a two-term president in a row, as opposed to I think he's going to be a two-term president split.
Well, that's the thing that I analyze and take a look. The Jared Kushner influence on the presidency, not good. Some decisions made there. And
but
this
I'll
is
tell you what,
though,
Jared Kushner did do some incredible things regarding Israel. You took the words out of my mouth,
right.
Dom. So, look, they always say it's tough when you're working with family like that.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. So, Harry, we had on a great guest today, and you're the Jersey Shore guy, second to none, talking about the emotional impact of what we've seen with whales and dolphins. You've written about it. You do it on your show. What is the only pressure point I see, and the guy we had on talked about this, can you delay this by any mechanism enough? He actually said, till President Trump is president, we know how he feels about windmills, it's out of any sort. Is a delay tactic possible with Murphy and the money that's behind us?
It doesn't seem like it could be because, look, the federal government stepped in very quickly, very
right.
powerfully. New Jersey DEP, every powerful entity that could be of help
right.
Is in the tank for this thing. And, you know, all people are asking for is a moratorium. This
right.
is like, hey, we've got a record number of whales and dolphins that mm-hmm. are dying. Now, that usually sets the Sierra Club, the Department of Environmental Protection. One tree frog will shut down a $1 billion investment mm-hmm. project. So a lot of people are in the tank for this. I think it is going to happen, regretfully, because I don't think it's good. I don't think there's been enough study what these many, many, multiple thousand feet tall monstrosities are going to do. And I'm not an expert on this, Dom, but there's a thing called silt. You start going down to the bottom with the concrete and all of this, you're going to mess with the ecostructure.
Well, not only that, too. A simple thing, the view from the ocean.
Oh, it's terrible.
The guy we had on talked about, and Dan knows Ocean City and AC, to see a casino over in AC. You're going to see these things. You're going to be looking
Everyone
off the
will
horizon.
See them. The yes. aesthetics will be horrendous. I've seen exactly what it's going to look like. It's terrible. And I note on the Dom Giordano show that Martha's Vineyard was going to have this done,
right.
and they shut it right down.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Harry, nobody better at massaging the Trump thing into, not massaging, but giving us a different point of view. Is it possible anybody gets to him, whispers in the ear and says, calm down on this and you're going to be president?
Well, think about it. When Kellyanne Conway, great person, great friend, when she came on board and took over the campaign, that was
the
most disciplined Trump
yes.
for an extended period of time in history.
And it worked.
And it worked beautifully. He is very capable of being that Trump. And if you think about it, people that are on the inside that know how this game works, they are totally impressed with the Trump apparatchik. His apparatus is amazing. This is not like mm-hmm. before. Look at his lead in Iowa. Look at his lead in New Hampshire. I mean, he lost, was it New Hampshire? Last time.
No, he lost Iowa.
Lost Iowa.
Lost Iowa to
yeah.
Ted Cruz.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the point. That's why
way
DeSantis.
Way out in front now. Look, I don't know. DeSantis is going to be out there and to give him just a fair shot, he is now a candidate. Before, it was tough because he wasn't a candidate, but he's getting treated like he's a candidate.
Right.
But he's not campaigning or doing rallies, so he's going to move up, I think. But I don't know that Trump's lead, I think it's insurmountable.
Yeah, and the heartbeat bill is almost a disqualifier.
Hey,
if, if he's a nominee, DeSantis, he's got to reposition. If he doesn't, he won't be president.
But if he does that, he looks very strategic and
He won't be president and with this. He will not.
I don't know why they did that. I know he wants the conservative bona fides, but how do you tell a woman? I'm a Neanderthal, knuckle-dragging man. How do you tell a woman who doesn't even know she's pregnant at 6 weeks that she missed the deadline? It's like retroactively missing the deadline. That's terrible. I'm pro-life. And
I know
that.
You are. And I am, too. There's a non-starter there. Harry, thank you. What would you tell people? I try to convey a little bit of New York getting here, the aggression. But tell them this bloviating convention, guys like us squared here, hundreds of them all over the property.
Well, this is the greatest talk radio conference convention in the country.
Right.
So it's a magnificent. But I do agree with you. Getting here was not easy, Dom.
All right. Harry Hurley. Harry, where do people find your writing, too? I mean, you write a lot of stuff.
Easiest way, either the app of WPGTalkRadio.com, simple, safe app, free download, or WPGTalkRadio.com. We write multiple pieces of digital content every day.
Wow. All right, good stuff, Harry. Thanks for stopping in here to our remote studio.
Honor to be on
these
your show.
These are nicer than a lot of studios
say,
and radio stations.
Hofstra Radio, wow.
Yeah, who's funding this? Does Phil Murphy have anything to do with it?
The great taxpayers of Long Island.
All right, it's time right now, though, Dan, for what?
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
That's right. Every day, right around this time, we have Dom's Money Melody. Dan, what's the backstory today?
Yeah, Dom, so we're giving away those Kevin James tickets again.
Right.
Let me pull up that copy real quick. Sorry about that.
Tickets. Good. To see Kevin James.
You got it, Dan.
The Irregardless Tour, Friday, June 16th, Academy of Music on the Kimmel Cultural Campus in Philadelphia. Tickets are on sale at KimmelCulturalCampus.org.
Thank you for the save there, Dom. Yes, so coming to town, Kevin James, and we thought all week we'd take a song off a Kevin James soundtrack from one of his films and play it back, see if a listener can call in with the band, the singer of that song. So, Dom, today we're going to go to one of my favorite Kevin James films, that being Grown Ups alongside Chris Rock, Adam Sandler, and in the original Grown Ups, there was this song by a great band, and I'll give a little clue about this song. This song is the third single off an all-time great album by an all-time great band. But, Dom, the clue is super short. I'm being stingy today. Take a listen. First caller to call us and tell us who this band is wins those Kevin James tickets. Yeah.
That is being pretty stingy, Dan. Harry Hurley looks like he's spun a lot of records in his radio career. Play it one more time. We'll see if we get somebody get the prize. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210. Hit us with that. Don't let Dan go into the weekend striking out our listeners. Hit us with that. I even think the guy pretending to be Philadelphia Griffin, the producer, might know that, Dan. Here on Talk Radio 1210.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Show me the money.
All right, that's exactly right. Every day, Dom's Money Melody, Kevin James tickets today. All week we've been doing that. Let's hear the clue again. We're looking for the name of the band.
I will also take the lead singer. That'll work as well today, Dom.
All right, so we'll take the name of the band or the lead singer. Okay, let's try Ed here on Talk Radio 1210. Ed, what's the name of that band or lead singer?
Well, it wasn't much of a clue, but it sounded like Bob Seger.
Come on!
That is very good. Wow. Nicely done. Yes. Nicely played, Ed. I'll put you on hold. Yes, I like Bob Seger a lot, Dan. I never would have gotten that.
Yeah, this one's off of the Night Moves album. It was the third released song back in 77. It peaked at number 41 on the Billboard Hot 100, but kind of fell off in popularity because, I mean, Night Moves is just such a big song. I think that really, the name of the album, the song that really took over. But a great song, and I love Bob Seger, and I know our listeners do too, and that's why this clue was so short, because I felt once they hear that voice, I think the callers might have known who that was.
Without a doubt. So we'll do it again all on Monday with new stuff from Dan. And every day, thank you to John Gilgi from Rhino Shield for sponsoring Dom's Money Melody. Now's your opportunity to save 20%. Beautify your home with the permanent solution to paint, Rhino Shield. Call John Gilgi and schedule an appointment today. Visit myrhinoshield.com or call 844-RHINO-99, 844-RHINO-99. So, Dan, here in the remote location, Griffin is watching his traffic-watching apps of one sort or another and thinking, my God, what's a better thing? Hang out till after 6 o'clock.
Is that something they do in New York? Like, if you're a kid that, like...
Oh, yes.
You got to watch those apps? That stinks.
Yeah, I agree with you. So
it's another thing. Something or somebody associated with New York. Massive amounts of traffic.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Whoever designed, like, the road system on Long Island, like, I'm convinced is a masochist.
Yeah, Long
because
Island
it's,
is
like,
worse.
It, yeah. It is, once you get off of the George Washington Bridge or whatever way you go, it is a breeze. It is a breeze. There is, and just everywhere on Long Island is just covered in red.
That
just
land
traffic,
of heaven
traffic,
called
traffic.
New Jersey. You know it.
All right, so the thing that's made the most impression, Dan, we've had great people on today. Bill Donahue, Catholic League, about the L.A. Dodgers, telling us his tactic is to try to stop Pride Night attendance rather than just, you know, you can't bring the L.A. Dodgers to their knees in one fell swoop. And Harry Hurley, that was great stuff. The Trump persona, how he thinks or how he reacts with look, he's not going to win the president, lose the presidency because of this one incident. But it's incidents like this that distract a bit. And I know it's hard for people to believe. But again, these are the voters that you have to reach. He's broken through with others. And if that continues, we're back in the same dilemma. Yes, even against Joe Biden. It's hard to believe. The thing, though, that we've gotten the most action on today, and I'm reading right from the Inquirer, their coverage of this. It's about what's happening in Ocean City. Come Father's Day, they're going to have different tactics. They're really clamping down on any number of things. But the Inquirer talks about how troubled the town leaders, I think it's the mayor, they've tried to accommodate. I'm tired, Dan, of hearing any kind of call. Even in Philadelphia today, there are kids saying, well, the kids in Philadelphia, I get this a little bit, then I'm going to tell you what's lacking with it. The Inquirer's got a piece where these kids saying, I shouldn't have to worry about my life by any time I go outside the house. Where am I supposed to go? Okay, let's say I recognize some of that. Then let's identify the problem. Why is it you're worried about your life? Because of the people in charge not doing or even going the other way. and protect it. Why are the dots never connected? You see people on the left here and these kids too complaining about that. Well, then who do you think is responsible for that? Donald Trump's not responsible. Conservative talk show hosts are not responsible. Conservatives in general, progressivism is responsible. Jim Kenney, the silly police commissioner, and of course, Krasner. So if you're not safe, why do you think you're not safe? But the thing that got people the most upset today, and I'm looking at it in the Inquirer, is when they held this news conference yesterday. Here's what they wrote word by word in Ocean City. In one incident that has especially angered local leaders, two municipal bathroom attendants tasked with cleaning public restrooms on the boardwalk were spit upon while doing their duties. Both quit on the spot, according to city officials. And the spit upon is in the context of what's going on with these kids in places like Ocean City. And people have referenced this even like an hour later when they called in about something else. I think there's got to be a way of finding these people, if possible, or at least doing something nice. I mean, this is tough duty. Those bathrooms on the boardwalk, even in a place like Ocean City, there's a lot of traffic, a lot of dirt, a lot of not cleaning that stuff. It's like, I want to know, Dan, and maybe your guy, I know you're going to try to ask him. Well, wait a minute. Did they go in the bathroom and spit on them? Did they spit on them when they were coming out? Give us more details on this. It's like, my God, if there's not something that you just say to yourself, that's it, these punks. Who in the world, even if you're a teenager, thinks that this is not a thankless job to have to clean up all this mess and you're going to spit on them? Dan, you got a comment on that?
It's just, it's fascinating that kids have gotten to the point now where they think they it's acceptable to just spit on a random worker. I mean, how entitled can you be that you think someone's so below you that's cleaning a bathroom that you think you can spit in their face? It disgusts me.
Yeah, it strikes me that that's what it's about. There's like an entitlement thing. These people, it's funny because of what they have to do. It's bad enough they do that for a living, a thankless job that's so important. And again, Ocean City. You know, we're not dealing what we usually talk about, Septon, Philadelphia, or something like this. So nobody can bring race into this or even income into this. This is due to the fact that Phil Murphy and the others we've talked about have put the cops behind the eight ball. And now the entitlement, the emboldening. We often hear people call in and say, yeah, what about the parents? We say that when there's crime in Philadelphia. And I'm in agreement. Where are they? But what about these parents? What the heck are they doing? What kind of value system did these kids have? And any one of these people that would say, well, they're only teenage. We haven't heard that day. The woman that said they should do this without gloves. Now, that's a little bit over the, you know, it's not hygienic, you know. And I think Frank said they have to use a toothbrush on this. But it's something that I'm reading this morning. I'm the nugget finder. This jumps out at you. This is the face of what Murphy and this gang in Jersey have unleashed. And all they're hoping for in Ocean City, I think, is to try to have them go someplace else. Your guy, Keith Hartzell, referenced state parks. Would the state of New Jersey pay attention then if they get the same kind of activity there? This is the face of it because it removes from the left race and income. All right, coming up, Dan, one of the all-time great producers, great showman, fresh off his appearance. I feel like doing seven fishes today just because of him. Joe Sebelia, there you go, is in studio. He's also not only a big-time producer in New York, an alum of Hofstra, and Joe is also a podcaster, The Friars Club.
Ooh.
My goodness, it's hard to believe. He's with us. I mean, Dan, they're outside the door here at Hofstra. There's just a group of giddy producers all over the place. Griffin says, finally, the legend is here in studio.
I heard he's had a reputation up there at WHRU.
Oh, just the elan, the debonair atmosphere he cuts here, Dan. It's even more than he was on our show or the Zioli show. All right, Joe Sebelia next, and we'll take more. We got to get a winner here soon. Hit us with something that represents New York, something significant, not just the city, the state.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Handed it my way.
All right, that's I've the best. That takes us back to the old days of Joe Sebelia, who's in studio.
That was
with
done
us.
Live on the air, no less. That was so impressive.
Oh,
Joe.
It is. I don't know if he's got anything in mind live on the air today, Joe, but. Joe Sebelia now, big-time producer of the Joe Piscopo Show and the podcaster of the Friars Cup. Is that the right microphone or is it?
I think it is.
Okay. All right, Joe. Well, Joe, thanks for coming here today. And you are a legend on the Hofstra campus.
I guess I am. It's funny because I run into some students who I've never met before.
Right.
And when I mention, you know, who I am, I give them a little of my background. They're like, oh, you're that guy? And it's really strange. Like, people I've never met before. Thank you, by the way, for having me on your show.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Always a pleasure to see you.
Do you hear what I hear, Dom? I hear Joe has a very strong New York accent now.
Oh, he's back to a New York accent.
Am I? I don't know.
I heard a little bit there, Joe.
Just a little bit, I guess. I don't know, Dan. How have you been, Dan? How's the married life?
Oh, it's great, Joe. It's great. Maisie and I are fantastic together. I miss you, buddy. I miss you up there.
I miss you, too, and give my best to the family. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Now, that was the last before COVID, Dan, the last of the great Feast of the Seven Fishes, soon to be revived this December.
Oh, great.
Do you have that contract for Joe Sebelia? Because we have to talk to his agent now.
He's asking for a lot of money now, Dom.
Yeah, exactly.
It might be out of our price range.
I got to pay off these loans that I took out to go here to Hofstra.
Yeah. Amen to that.
So, Joe, the Friars Club podcast. How old are you now, Joe?
27.
27,
so
Joe.
So I've had my first facelift, and it's come along pretty well so far.
But he's doing the podcast for the Friars Club. Why that?
Well, I always wanted to join the Friars Club. Even when I was a student here and I was part of WRHU,
right.
I was always trying to think of some angle I could take to get into the Friars Club. I never really quite pulled it off, but then when I went back with Joe Piscopo, I sort of reestablished a friendship with an attorney by the name of Arthur Idala, who represents many notable figures, and he also now hosts a show on AM 970 The Answer and is the dean of the Friars Club. So through Arthur, I was able to sort of start this talk show that's basically about the Friars Club, and I'm trying to capture a little of the essence of, you know, the old Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and, you know, his style of talk. So it's been great fun so far. Billy Crystal was the first guest on the podcast. And
that's pretty good. Well, how come we don't get him on this show? Come on, Joe. Throw him down into Philadelphia.
I'll throw you a bone.
Yeah.
We've had George Lopez has been on. Carol Burnett was on with us.
That's now that's right in your age range. Carol Burnett's now 90.
Oh, definitely.
Right? Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah,
so a friend of mine listened to that, and she said, I think Carol really liked you. I said, I don't know. I said, I think she's married. So.
And don't sell yourself short. The most recent episode is Carrot Top as well, right?
That's right. Yes, Carrot Top was on this week. And this week, I actually need to find a guest. I better get on that. Maybe Kreskin can
come on. Dom Giordano.
Yeah, Tom Giordano.
I don't know
about
the
honorary friar.
Well, Joe, what's going on in New York right now? Now, Joe Piscopo, morning show.
Yes.
I know talks a lot of showbiz stuff and all, but Alvin Bragg, the stuff going on in New York.
Oh,
guys,
yes.
Talk about the subway situation.
Oh, definitely. We've been talking a lot about that, and obviously, as I'm sure you've heard, there are so many differing takes on what happened between Jordan Neely and Daniel Penny, allegedly. I'll couch that. There's video, but you know, I'll couch that. And listen, I just think it's a terrible thing. On one hand, obviously, Jordan Neely should not have died. But on the other hand, I think Daniel Penny was trying to do what maybe he thought was the right move in that moment. He was protecting himself and other people, which obviously is to be commended to an extent. But
you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, it's just a bad situation for both sides. So,
and Joe, 70,000 plus people that are here legally have been sent by bus to New York. Now, New York is huge, but they've reached a breaking point. They're trying to send people out to the suburbs.
Yeah, well, to Mayor Adams' credit, he has sort of been saying, look, we can't take any more people coming into the city. And it's, you know, it's causing a major problem. You know, I always get a little nervous to say one thing or the other, you know, because you either upset one person or you upset the other person. But, you know, I think that there needs to be a compromise met. You know, we have to do something, I think, for the migrants who are in the United States. We have to do something to kind of get them on the pathway to citizenship and get them through that process and hopefully move them on from their lives, because obviously housing them in hotels in New York City can't be the permanent solution.
Absolutely.
So there has to be some way to...
What's the place to find all things Joe Sebelia?
Well, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter at Joey Sib. If you go to AM970 The Answer, you listen to the Joe Piscopo show, though, of course. I know you have a new morning guy now, as I understand it.
Nick Cale doing tremendous.
Yes, that's what I've heard. And of course, you can listen to the Friars Club podcast, wherever podcasts are found, Apple, Google, Spotify.
Now, Angela Lansbury was your pinup,
your glamour girl.
Oh, yes. Angela Lansbury, Dan. Just picture that.
And her house was up for sale, and I was very upset that I didn't get enough people to pool their money together to buy it for me.
So who is it now, then?
You know, that's a good question. I think I was kind of smitten with Anne Margaret now. She's very attractive. She's very attractive. I have had a history of dating redheads, and Anne Margaret is a redhead.
How old is Anne Margaret now?
She's a little young for me. She's like maybe 80 or 81 or something.
There you go. All right.
A little young.
All right.
He's taking a vacation soon down to the Villages, Dom.
Exactly.
All right, Joe, thank you. Thanks for stopping by
you,
on Joe Sebelia Day here. Great to see you. And we will be talking Feast of the
Seven definitely. Fishes. I had to put together a package to pitch something, a television project I'm trying to get off the ground. And they said, well, send me whatever stuff you have. And everybody told me you need to send the Seven Fishes when I did my little piece at the feast. So that definitely went into the submission. So thank you for everything.
Thank you, Dan. Good luck, Joe. Thank you, Joe. Very much. All right, let's go to Tom here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tom, good afternoon. Thanks for the wait.
Hey, good afternoon. It is grilling season, so we're going to have to go with a medium well-done New York strip steak.
All right, that's a pretty good one. That represents New York pretty well. All right, we have the lightning round coming up. You get in at 855-839-1210. Thanks to Dr. Bentz. 610-272-6949. Don't forget Dr. Bentz every day brings us the side question, and John Gilgi with Rhino Shield. Final roundup this week, we'll declare a winner, tell you what's on the show on Monday, although that's in progress. Is that Joe or is that Sinatra?
Oh, no, that's Sinatra.
Oh, I was going to say, I couldn't tell the difference too much.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
By the way, if you're anywhere near Seattle City, the 10th, Captain Chucky's, I'll be there. It's cutting the ribbon, et cetera. Great family, McCann family, opening it up, and the mayor. And, you know, I'll get more insight from the mayor of Seattle. He's been one of the forces at the Jersey Shore around this stuff. All preventable. And what is the critical connection here? Phil Murphy. But Jersey loves to be progressive until the bill comes due. And the bill, in this case, punks running wild and destroying the Jersey Shore. Oh, in both counts. How is it if both things come home to the happy place, the Jersey Shore? Well, the policies. All right, let's go to John. John, you're on Talk Radio 1210. What's New York, John?
Hey, Dom, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade,
Ooh,
Dom.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
I like that one a lot. I hope so.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Let's go to Don on Talk Radio 1210. Don, what is New York?
Yeah. Yes. I got something that's going to segue your show a little bit. Back in the 1940s, the Brooklyn Dodgers. Jade Baseball, the first black player, and Jackie Robinson, and we all know how great that is, And now that they've moved out to L.A. for quite a few years, they've gone in the opposite direction with their thinking, unfortunately. And my answer to the question is Alan Freed, who was a white disc jockey, came to New York and started playing the black versions of songs that was dominated by white artists of the day. And the black artists' versions, in most cases, were far superior to the white ones.
All right, thank you. I know Alan Freed is, yeah. I don't know that that's New York. That's something. Maybe it's New York. It's a biggie. Gary is next on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Gary, what do you have?
Well, when it opened 140 years ago in May of 1883, it was the eighth wonder of the world. It's probably seen in almost every movie that's around New York City. It's the Brooklyn Bridge.
That's a good one, and trying to sell people that. And Dan, I read what they sent across the bridge to prove that it was safe. It was like elephants and stuff like that.
They did caught
over the bridge. Yes. Oh, boy, I have to go over that Verrazano Narrows Bridge going home.
That's a pretty bridge. Come on.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Ben Franklin Bridge, I'm hemmed in. Love it. All right, let's go to Ron. Ron's on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Ron, what do you have?
I got, F.A.O. Schwartz, the Toy Story. It's quite a place. Went there, and it's great to go to New York City at Christmas time. And can I say something about the transgender athletes and the women's athletes?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I think that, you know, you can't stand alone. All the great women athletes, female athletes, have to get together and organize and challenge and push back these transgender athletes, because this girl was the fastest girl in Connecticut, female track runner,
yes,
and she lost 20 events to transgender guys. This is horrible.
They are cowards, because Riley Gaines, a 22-year-old, each week says, look, the Williams sisters are not cancelable. You're not going to be able to cancel them. If they would stand up, there are, she's listed 10 or 12 that I don't think would be canceled, particularly, Ron, to your point, if they did it together. I understand those young women at Penn, if they had stood up against Leah Thomas, they were going to take them out, and they knew it, and Penn would be behind it. But the Williams sisters, just as an example, you're not going to take Serena Williams out on this?
Yeah. Billie Jean, Martina, Steffi Graf, Chris Everett, and even the athletic directors of all these colleges or high schools get together, all these famous female athletes just gather together and stand strong as a group, because you can't go single-handed against this terrible situation.
Ron, I'm going to use this as time for a shameless plug, Dom. You had a great interview. He mentioned a Connecticut runner. That's a runner by the name of Alana Smith, and her mother, Cheryl Radikowski. You do a podcast every week called Reading, Writing, Reason, and at one point you sat down with both Alana and her mother, Cheryl, for a long-form interview. I highly implore our listeners to Google that and give it a listen.
She's a daughter of Lee Smith, Hall of Famer, all-time great reliever, very few relievers in the Hall of Fame. You know what? I give a pass to those women at Penn. How many callers would call in and attack them, Dan? And we would say, come on. They know what's going to happen to them. But I don't give a pass. And Martina Navratilova has spoken. Look at J.K. Rowling. The mob just seethes coming after her. She can't be canceled, and she continues to speak out. It's wrong. Riley Gaines might be the national person of the year to me. All right, one more. The Earl of Tacony. All right, Earl, what do you have today?
I've got Mr. New York himself, Billy Joel. Ooh. I mean, he's got so many songs about New York. New York State of Mind, which is what New York used to be like.
Right.
Closer to the Borderline is what New York is now. And Miami 2017, Seeing the Lights Go Out on Broadway, is what New York is becoming, if I can sing a bar of that. Seeing the lights go out on Broadway, saw the ruins at my feet. No, we almost didn't notice it. See it all the time on 42nd Street. They burned the churches up in Harlem, just like that Spanish Civil War. The flames were everywhere, but no one really cared. It always burned up there before.
Nicely done, Earl. That takes us into the weekend. All right, Dan, we need to have a contender, get a winner, then put them all together here for the big winner of the week. Who are some of the contenders?
Let me get this going first. There it is. So, Dom, today we had the New York Yankees, I think, is a big answer.
Yeah.
I like the out-of-the-box answer in the food realm, the only food answer we got being the New York Strip.
The Brooklyn Bridge, F.A.O. Schwartz, great memories there. Ed Sullivan show. But I'm leaning towards the New York Yankees. I think that's a huge answer. We might should have taken off board.
We got to take more out. The producer, Griffin, here, Madison Square Garden, was pretty good.
It was.
But that's like an outside guy here. We'd have to award the winner. I don't know how that would go down. But he's an insider now. He's part of the club.
He is.
Oh, he is. Once you're in, you're in.
No that's choice. It. No choice.
We'll drag you back in, just like Al Pacino in Godfather 3. All right, so it's the New York Yankees. Let's all put them into the hat, great. And let's pull out a winner.
Monday, we asked for, in honor of Memorial Day, something or somebody that's courageous. Rob called in with an amazing answer, the Alamo. How can you say no to that? Tuesday, a great film or television show that takes place primarily in the summer. Mike in Jersey surprised us with an answer, but a great one at that, Dirty Dancing. Wednesday, who's a fictional character that broke out into a cultural icon? Chuck in Newtown Square called in with Uncle Sam. Thursday, what's a song, film, TV show that somewhat accurately represents a place or setting? Leslie in Bryn Mawr, great answer. Mayor of Easttown, Delco, representation. And you just heard it, what's something or somebody that is New York? Tom in Marlton called in with the New York Yankees. Dom, let's throw it all into the hat. Where is my drum roll? There's the drum roll. I pulled a number two today. Second day of the week is Tuesday. Tuesday we asked what's a great film or TV show that takes place primarily in the summer. Mike in Jersey takes the $50 Captain Chucky's gift card by calling in Dirty Dancing. Congratulations, Mike.
Alrighty, Mike, thank you. Enjoy that. Don't forget WeLoveCrabCakes.com and then the Shore Captain Chucky's website. And we'll be down there in Seattle June 10th around 11:30 noon. Row with me. This weekend, Dan will be over there at Ed Sheeran. He's revealed himself not to be a fan, though, Maisie.
Oh, hold on. Don't put words in my mouth.
How's Maisie doing complicated books with millions of dollars riding on it? And she's parsing Dan's comments on Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, she's doing some accounting work, but also, yeah, laying into me over this Ed Sheeran take I had earlier in the show.
Wait until I tell Mr. Bill Maher that my producer couldn't come. He had to be dragged to an Ed Sheeran
concert. Yeah, he chose Ed Sheeran over you. Yes,
that's right. It's only going to be my lead with him. Hey, Griffin, thank you for producing. Great job here at Hofstra. This guy is a heck
great
of a
stuff,
producer.
Yeah,
we'll have to tell Greg Stocker, among others, that. Follow on Twitter until Monday at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. And again, boy, you talk about today, just we got to the point, progressivism, New Jersey, destroying the Jersey Shore at every level, spitting on people, running cleaning bathrooms, and then the whales. But Phil Murphy and the crowd in Trenton just continue on. We'll see if there's some modus operandi to stop them. Have a great weekend, everyone. They'll come back with us Monday every day, noon until 3, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.